Chief Justice William Rehnquist failed to appear on the bench this morning at the U.S. Supreme Court. The Chief Justice underwent a tracheotomy last week in connection with a previously diagnosed case of thyroid cancer. He had said he expected to preside at the court today. NPR legal correspondent Nina Totenberg is just back from the court. Nina, what is the story?
Well, the Chief Justice issued a statement saying, "According to my doctors, my plan to return to the office today was too optimistic. I'm continuing to take radiation and chemotherapy treatments on an outpatient basis. While at home, I'm working on court matters, including opinions for cases already argued. I am and will continue to be in close contact with my colleagues, my law clerks, and members of the Supreme Court staff."
Now, that statement you've just read, what are we to take away from that?
I think we can take away from that, realistically, that the Chief Justice is really very ill. Thyroid cancer is normally quite treatable, usually by removal of the thyroid. This would suggest that they were unable to remove the thyroid, so he's undergoing chemotherapy and radiation to try to shrink the tumor. A tracheotomy is not normally done, except in a particularly rare kind of thyroid cancer, which has a very high fatality rate. So I think we can take from this, honestly, the Chief Justice is quite sick. He's a very tough guy, even at 80, and I would expect that he may come back to the court yet, but he's sick.
Well, even in this very difficult time for the Chief Justice, this leads to all kinds of speculation about a new Chief Justice, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Again, realistically, I think the next president is likely to be able to have this nomination to appoint a new Chief Justice. In the meantime, the court will function either with Rehnquist presiding or acting as administrator from home a good deal of the time. This morning, Justice John Paul Stevens, who's 84 and is the senior justice, presided over court. This has happened before when other justices or chief justices were not there or even had retired or died in office. We've had situations where there were one or two vacancies in modern times for as long as a year. That happened in the Nixon administration. So this is not unusual, but we really don't know how much the chief is able to do. This morning, Justice Stevens said the Chief Justice had reserved the right to participate in cases that he is not there for because he can read the transcript of the oral argument, he can listen to tapes of it, he can read the briefs. In other words, he can have access to all the information that everybody else does. It's just not clear whether he's going to do that.
Given the possibility of a disputed presidential election, the possibility the Supreme Court will be called upon in some way to deal with that, is there any issue having to with the potential loss, I mean, as in he stays home, of the Chief Justice?
I suppose it's possible, but I would think that he would participate since he's already working. He worked last week from the hospital. He wouldn't be the kind of force that he's always been, sort of goading everybody to get everything done in time and get it out. He won't be able to do that. He's clearly not up to full strength, but I would imagine that in the next few weeks he can participate in anything he wants to.
Nina, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.